Hello, sweetie. Welcome. Are you lost? This isn't the type of store cute boys wander into. Yes, I can tell you're a boy. Succubus have a sense for these types of things. But this store is typically for women. We do not provide anything for you to thrust into, let's just say. This place is for helping naughty girls who want to do a little role play and imagine being ravaged by monsters. Our customers are only penetrated to their heart's content. What use would a boy have for a huge, thick monster cock? I'm only joking, Sally. I know exactly why you're here. Your tiny dick is already so hard and straining against your underwear. I can smell your pee come from here. But what's a high-ranking hero doing in such a place? You could easily find some girl who idolizes heroes and play with them as much as you want. But, I can sense you're just a cute little virgin boy. Isn't that strange? I'm sure you've rescued plenty of girls from monsters. Maybe you even saved them while they were being violated. But when you saw that happen, your eyes weren't on the girl, were they? The girls must have been so grateful for being saved. Yet, I wonder how they would look at you knowing as soon as things were settled, you scurried off and jerked your tiny dick, imagining what it would be like to be in their position. And now you're here, dressed like a cute girl aching for some penis. But not just any penis. You want cocks bigger and stronger than those a human could ever have. However, I think it's amazing. Don't cute, hard-working boys deserve to feel good? You're just interested in a different type of pleasure. Boys can jerk their dick all day, but they'll never scream out in pleasure and come nonstop for hours. Only a big penis can bring such pleasure. Are you sure you want this? You want a fat dick to stretch your ass and make your tiny dick drain its worthless cum? It could get so bad you can't get an erection anymore. Instead of getting hard, your prostate and seminal vesicles will swell and quiver in anticipation. They'll beg to be pressed and crushed by a fat cock. It's actually a reward for your cute penis. Instead of worrying about performing, it can be massaged from the inside. You can empty all your semen without even getting hard. I've always found human penises a little lackluster, so this is a win-win. Human penises are so cute when they're obedient and submissive. I wonder if it'll get so bad you'll have a girly anal orgasm just from using the bathroom. Imagine accidentally having prostate orgasms when you see a strong monster. That would be really bad. Yeah. It would be really bad if when you fought a monster, the first place you look is at their cock. It would be hard to fight when you're busy imagining how hard you would come while clenching around their fat dick. Now, come on. Let's ruin that body and tiny dick of yours. Welcome to our brothel room. It's very feminine and pink on purpose. It contrasts well with what goes on in the rooms. I love when something innocent and cute mixes with something vulgar and naughty. Come on and sit down on the bed. Look through our catalog. See any you like? The monsters are all well-trained and professional. And of course, their members are exquisite. Here, just look through the pages. Do you realize how big and rough that one is? A normal girl might go into shock and die if they started with that one. But, your body is much stronger, so I'm sure you can handle it. Alright, they are on the way. For now, just lay back and expose yourself to me, okay? I will prepare your body. going to touch you down there, okay? I'm going to gently swirl my fingers around. When you're ready, I'll put my fingers in. Okay, I'm coming in. It feels so good to be penetrated. Your cute folds are gripping and clenching on my fingers like it's a thick cock. They seem so desperate to make a big, strong penis feel good. Although, it's more likely your little cunt is just desperate to be stretched. There are only a few nerves being stimulated this far in, but you are reacting a lot. Penetration is just as much mental as it is physical. Have you played with yourself down here before? Succubi can tell if a boy or a girl is a virgin, but anal virginity is actually something we can't sense. If you had a stretched vertical slit from constant poundings, then yes. But I wonder, when you were a newbie, you never got played with by other men at camp? Or you never lost to a monster and got treated like a toy? Ooh. Your hole reacts when I mention you got played with. Is it because being played with can have a very vulgar meaning? Did you always imagine getting defeated and pinned down? Or maybe you wanted to get captured and held prisoner? Probably wanted to become a sex slave for monsters and be kept in their breeding grounds. The succubi from the country over would completely break you. Your mind would be broken and your body would just be a slave for monsters. Did you not notice? The cock you requested is already next to your head, just outside your view. You were so mesmerized by my massage you didn't realize. It's engorged and throbbing. It's covered in succubus love juices. Vaginal juices, to be specific. You were so cute, I even had some of mine added. It's a terribly dangerous aphrodisiac. When something like this goes into a girl, they feel the mind-numbing arousal of a succubus and the brutality of a monster's cock. I've been purposely avoiding your prostate, but as soon as you start licking his cock, I'll gently probe you like a good girl. You are so sensitive in your little boy spot, aren't you? This is the spot that turns men into weak, moaning little girls. Your cock can go soft and limp. I see you're starting to leak juices. You are so cute. How does it taste? Addictively sweet from our juices? Or have you begun to taste his cock as well? I hope you weren't praying for a filthy cock. Our employees are very clean. But if you request it next time, I'm sure we can oblige. I won't judge. We are here to support your fantasy, after all. Alright, I'm sure you can't wait much longer. So I'll make sure you are completely ready. I'm going to insert more fingers and really churn your hole up. Stretch you out of it. Keep licking his cock. Sorry for being a little rough. I have to make sure your cunt is ready or it'll get torn apart. As nice as that might sound, it would be pretty painful. I want you to feel really good from your first time. I want you to remember this when you touch yourself in the future. Just relax and feel me stir you up. Feel your mind flutter when I press on your prostate. You're leaking so much. Pussy has gotten so soft and tender, and you already made such a mess. It's time to go all the way. Go ahead and get into the position you want and point your bottom towards him. I'll be close by, okay? You can rest your head on my chest and hold on to me. Here, I'll hold your hand. There is no need to be scared. This is what you've been waiting so long for. It'll feel so good, I promise. You really won't be able to go back once you've felt such strong gay sex. But you wouldn't want to anyway. Oh, his cock is already pressing against your hole. Your body is so excited. Are you about to have a girly orgasm before he even puts it in? Just relax and look into my eyes. Okay, let's have non-stop girly orgasms. 3, 2, 1. Feel his balls press against you. There's something wonderful about being penetrated by a cock bigger than yours. Can you look down at your tiny penis and imagine a huge cock right behind it? Denying your cute penis its purpose and submitting to a stronger, thicker penis. Letting a huge cock inside without any resistance. This is the ultimate form of submission and the beginning of ultimate mind-numbing pleasure. Ooh, you leaked a thick strand of sticky semen just from insertion. Your eyes are blank with pleasure. You can't even speak with that much pressure on your prostate and seminal vesicles. It's okay. Just hold on to me and try to breathe. I'm here for you. Just focus on his cock, sliding and crushing the cute insides of your cock. Each time it slides across your insides, you leak and drain more and more thick semen. And the folds of your pussy are trying so hard. They're stuck between staying tight and stopping the cock, and surrendering and being forced open again and again. If it wasn't for that tiny thing between your legs, you'd look exactly like a cute girl. Or maybe you're fine with being my cute little gay boy. It's not too important, because both deserve to feel good from huge cock. A cute hero dressed as a girl submitting to a huge monster's cock. I can't think of anything more shameful. It's wonderful. You're about to come. I can sense it. Please, go ahead. It might feel better if you don't resist and just let out a loud, girly moan. The screams and moans echoing in your mind as your insides are pressed and stretched. Let them out. When you're coming, I want you to focus on your prostate. He won't stop thrusting, and when a fat cock continues to slide against your prostate when you're coming, it feels like a stream of orgasms. Isn't it? Your cute tiny dick and prostate are surrendering to big cock. Just breathe and feel the mind-numbing pleasure. But it's time for real sex. He's going to grab you firmly and really make you his bitch. You're free to scream and come as many times as you want, but he won't stop thrusting until he fills your little gay hole with his semen. Submissive little girls don't decide when the breeding ends. And if you thought that orgasm felt good, it'll feel really good coming while a fat cock hammers your prostate nonstop. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Oh, yes. Just let it out. Don't fight it. Show us how gay you are, big dick. There it is. It's getting weaker and clearer. Soon you'll come and nothing will come out. That'll be really cute. I love seeing tiny dicks pitifully spew their cum, but seeing a boy have dry female orgasms is just as amazing. I love seeing your eyes almost roll back and the face you make when you come. Your cute prostate is trying to have a calm orgasm, but a fat cock continues to bash it into submission. It's overwhelming pleasure. Ooh, I think he's about to come. If there's one thing more shameful than being penetrated by a cock bigger than yours, it's getting cream pied while having a girly orgasm. This is the ultimate form of surrender and submission. Here we go. Full of cum, your tiny exhausted penis still leaking semen onto your balls, your flushed face still catching your breath from being ravaged. You must still be feeling prostate orgasms. You did so good, and you were so brave. Just lay back onto me, and I'll support you while you rest. If you want more, just tell me. You can fall asleep, and I can have you violated while you sleep. Or you can rest, and as soon as you wake up, you can be penetrated and ravaged. It's up to you. How about I show you how good it feels to jerk off while clenching on a fat dick? I want you to learn that no matter what type of sex or masturbation you do, it'll always feel much better with something deep inside of you. Here. Slather your dick in all the cum leaking from your pussy. You're going to jerk off with his cum. He's going to penetrate you again. Now go ahead and stroke your tiny dick. When you clench, you can feel his cock pressing so hard on your prostate. I'll bully your nipples as well. Keep jerking. What a cute, weak little ejaculation. His cock was pressing so hard on your prostate and seminal vesicles that your semen just dribbled out with no strength. But it must have felt so good, considering your prostate is still pulsing with pleasure. There's so little semen coming out, and it's so clear, so cute. There's more of his semen inside of your body than your own. Just catch your breath and rest now. Welcome to a new world of pleasure. We can have fun together whenever you want. We can turn your body into nothing but a vessel for pleasure.